Fauci was named director of NIAID in 1984, and the then director of Health and Human Services highlighted Fauci's background in immunology and infectious diseases as a main reason for his appointment.
A major effort was directed at determining if a variant of this virus could actually cause depletion of lymphocytes or acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. And as it turned out, a variant of that virus, in fact, caused the syndrome.
Fauci's leading early research helped define NIAID as the Central NIH Institute for AIDS, and he made it a point to be the person communicating key findings to the public and media.
The scientific data is overwhelming that, in fact, AIDS cannot be transmitted by casual contact.
But it was a later political test that shows how Fauci navigated the AIDS crisis and secured his career. In the summer of 1988, playwright Larry Kramer wrote an open letter to Anthony Fauci, calling him an incompetent idiot and a murderer. His opinion was broadly reflective of activists, most notably the organization Kramer inspired, the AIDS Coalition to Unleash Power, or ACT UP. In 1986, Fauci had reinforced his position as the leading scientist for the federal AIDS effort. He created a new division to focus on the disease and earned other significant NIH posts. But progress was slow, especially for a disease as deadly as AIDS, where patients died, on average, 15 months after diagnosis.